What's up, everybody? This is the Jaw's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Ken Jaw Bosley. Currently, it's like 4 in the morning. I don't know why I'm still up, but I am. Been doing a lot of thinking throughout this quarantine time. Hoping that everybody's staying safe and enjoying their families throughout this dark time and trying to stay as positive as possible. Really, this podcast is going to be short because it's already late, so I'm not going to talk too much. The reason I had the inspiration to even start speaking on this podcast this late is because I was in my bed watching a J. Cole interview that I've probably seen 100 times because I'm a big J. Cole fan, and he was talking to Angie Martinez. This was after his KOD album. If you guys want to watch that interview, it'll be easy to find, but just type his name in a J. Cole interview and I'm sure it'll pop up. But he basically was talking about how we worship celebrities and, you know, also talking about social media addiction. And I kind of want to just talk about that real quick, and then I'm probably just going to hit the sheets, go to bed. But speaking of the worshiping celebrity thing, he used an example of Kanye West and how it doesn't really matter, like, because he was going through a controversial time at that time. I'm not going to get deep into that. Like I said, if you want to watch the interview, you can just probably type in J. Cole interview and it'll pop up. But he was talking about how, you know, Kanye West was going through a little controversial time, but how he still wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to lose fans because there's so many fans that look at Kanye as kind of like a guidance type of figure, to where they look at him at a worship level. And I feel like that's a thing that I wouldn't say we all struggle with, because I don't really struggle with as far as worshiping celebrities of that nature. But I do have times where, like, I do things that are kind of alarming when it comes to celebrities. Like, I remember when I was in high school and college, I'd have arguments about, you know, J. Cole's the best rapper with people, and really getting pissed when they would say certain people, and like getting mad and having heated conversations. And it never got to a level where I wasn't friends with people anymore. But the fact that it got to levels to where we yelling at each other, raising our voices and stuff, like, for people that we don't know, is quite alarming to me. And I think we all have like that little fan in us for everybody, and it's okay to have fan and to be inspired by these people, and to, you know, feel an impact. You know, I remember when Kobe died, like, I'm not even a big Kobe fan, but I remember the game when the Lakers played Portland, and I'm literally boo-hooing because he left the impact. And that's more what had me sad, is because he actually left something behind. So I feel like that's the most important thing for us as human beings. We need to quit looking at these celebrities as gods. We need to look at these celebrities as, we can look at these celebrities as inspiration, but we need to look at ourselves and our passions and look within ourselves. I feel like social media kind of gets into that too. Speaking of social media addiction, I know that, like, I'm on social media a lot to just stay in the loop, make sure that, you know, I'm hip to everything that's going on as far as music and what people are doing, and that's all good and dandy. But, like, it gets to a point to where, like, I'm on Instagram for like 2 hours sometimes, just scrolling, especially throughout this time. You know, when basketball was going on, I wasn't on it that much, but through this time, I'm over here just scrolling through Instagram, and it's like, I don't understand. And I don't understand why I'm so addicted to that point, to where, like, I'm just on my phone all the time. I don't feel like when I wake up, I'm straight on my phone, and I know it's kind of just like natural for me, and it doesn't, and it's nothing like bad, but at the end of the day, it's taking me away from what I really should be doing, and that's going to segue to myself. I want to be a better person. I want to be a more faith-driven person. I want people to, when I die, I want people to look at Kenjah Bosley and say, oh, he cared about people more than he cared about himself. And I'm a far away from that. So I'm not where I need to be as a faith-driven person. And that's okay. I'm 24. But throughout this quarantine time, when everything slowed down, I really understand that I'm not where I need to be in that instance. And the reason I'm sharing that is because I'm sure everybody's not where they want to be in some certain, in whatever passion you have or purpose that you want to feel. It may not be faith-driven. It might be something different. That's just for me personally. But I think it's important to dive in within ourselves and figure out what we need to do individually as people to live out the purpose that we need to live out, instead of being so focused on all these worldly things and living for other people's acceptance. We should just be living for what we love to do and the passion that or craft that we want to, you know, live out. So I'm not going to be on social media much anymore, other than posting podcasts that are positive like this and just showing love. If you guys, you know, felt that this spoke to you, please DM me on Instagram or Twitter. Instagram is KBOZ11, KBOZ11, and then my Twitter is TheKenjTrend11, TheKenjTrend11. If you guys want to DM me on that and speak more about this podcast, we can definitely do that. But yeah, man, I'm not going to be on social media as much, other than mentions and obviously like podcasts and stuff, because I want to live more of a purposeful life. I want to be more of a better person. So I hope that this touched you to live whatever passion or purpose you want to live throughout this time. And we have time to really do, like, think this stuff out now. So don't take this time for granted. Don't take this time to just, you know, feel sorry for yourselves and things of that nature, because the world's going to keep moving. So we got to keep moving as positively as we can while we're in our house. Keep your minds moving, and just stay positive, man. And that's really all I got. So y'all stay safe. I'm going to bed. Peace out.